Hello, this is Jim McKeith. Welcome to another episode of Rim Objects Radio. For this episode, we're trying something new. Instead of focusing exclusively on Rim Objects and our products, instead I want to focus on some of the platforms we support. Because Rim Objects products support so many different platforms, there's a lot out there for our customers to take in. So the idea is, by providing information and education about the different platforms we support, it will give everybody the opportunity to take more advantage of our products on the various platforms that are available. Recently, we released the JavaScript client libraries for RimObjects SDK and Data Abstract. These client libraries let you create clients for RimObjects SDK servers and Data Abstract servers, all written in pure JavaScript. This opens up a number of different opportunities for places to have clients that you normally couldn't have them before, as well as a number of platforms, because JavaScript runs virtually everywhere. So today we're going to talk about JavaScript in general, and specifically JavaScript as it applies to Titanium, which is used to build mobile applications. Before we get into the interview portion of the podcast, though, I would like to point out a series of articles I've just published on blogs.rimobjects.com that covers using the JavaScript client libraries to build interactive widgets in iBooks for the iPad. Apple recently released the iBooks Author to support creating iBooks for iBooks 2.0 on the iPad, and in that, it has the ability to create interactive JavaScript-powered widgets. Of course, the first thing I wondered is, can I make a client application for RimObjects SDK server or Data Abstract using iBooks Author? And the answer is yes. There's a series of articles published in the blogs that will probably eventually be migrated into the wiki as well that cover that. So if you would like some more information on that, check those out. And now for the interview. Joining me today is Daniel Arroyo, CEO of FlareTag. FlareTag creates marketing software for social and mobile web. Thanks for joining me today, Daniel.
Thanks, Jim.
Do you want to tell us real quick about your FlareCard software that you offer?
Yeah, FlareCard is a digital business card service that is ideal for freelancers and entrepreneurs to promote not only their contact information, but also their social media properties like Twitter, LinkedIn, their blog. What we do is we aid in the initial contact phase when you meet a new prospect. You hand out your card. It could be a physical card. It could be a digital card via email. And that person, if that person is interested in you, they can actually follow your blog, your Twitter account, your LinkedIn updates or Facebook updates right from one spot. And what we do is we give them a weekly digest email with all your activities so that they can be up to date about what is it that you do.
Excellent. So now that application is developed with Titanium, is that correct?
Yeah, our mobile application is developed with Titanium. We've not done any mobile development. We've adopted Titanium, which is a JavaScript-based framework to create applications on iOS and Android. And it's extremely fast to develop. JavaScript is a really good language, and it's fast development. So we've stopped doing native using Xcode or Java at this point.
Okay, so the reason I've asked you on here today is just kind of talk about JavaScript in general, Titanium specifically, as well as some other platforms that JavaScript runs on and powers. So when you write an application in Titanium, does the application run in JavaScript, or is there some sort of compilation that goes from JavaScript to a native application, or how exactly does that work in the Titanium platform?
Yeah, so what Titanium does is creates a new namespace called TI or Titanium. You can use both names, and that actually links to native controls. So you can create native-looking controls on both iOS and Android. So the application to a consumer will look exactly the same as if you have written it natively, and it executes as fast. But the glue code that the developer writes to respond to event, to process data, and do the business logic of the app is actually written in JavaScript. And so what Titanium has is a JavaScript interpreter that runs that code and then links into hooks to the platform for producing the native-looking controls and UI. So basically, you have a native UI with a JavaScript run engine in the background.
Okay, so it's running as JavaScript on the phone.
It is running as JavaScript, correct.
But it's not an HTML5 front end. It's still using native controls in the front end. So when you're developing for both iOS and Android, do you have to write different user interface layers to target the different user controls, or does it abstract that away from you?
It does a pretty good job of abstracting, but it's not all the way there. So you do have to have branches and a slight differences, especially in the UI layers. But they make a good job at separating the UI files into different directories. So you can actually have a common tree for both apps, and the compiler would actually create and pick the right files.
Very interesting. Have you used other programming languages besides JavaScript?
Yes, so I've been a C++ programmer. I use PHP for my server development. So basically, those are the two stronger ones.
How do you see JavaScript's evolution over the years, and how does it compare to other languages that you've used, like especially C++?
The main advantage of JavaScript is that it abstracts a lot of the complexity from the developer. There's no need to worry about memory allocation or freeing up objects. No need to worry about pointers, variable types. So it really makes it easy for the developer to just concentrate on the logic and not have to worry about the innards of the OS and the memories and such. So I think that's one of the main advantages of JavaScript, that you can write really fast code and just focus on your application and not have to remember things that are kind of boilerplate.
I have a background in developing with strongly typed languages, and in working with JavaScript, I find it a little weird as far as things not having a strong type in JavaScript and just the behavior in programming. What's been your experience with comparing JavaScript to C++ that is more strongly typed language?
It is definitely a challenge sometimes to debug, because you can't find the bugs as easily as the JavaScript compiler or interpreter will not complain about certain things. But once you get used to that, and you do a couple of programs, and it becomes really easy, and it just lets you focus on your logic and not having to worry about type. So I would say it's extremely powerful for programming. It may be a little bit of a minus when you're debugging, to me, it's a good trade-off.
So I've done some PHP development as well, and frequently I find that you don't know there's something wrong with your PHP code until you get to that part, because there's no syntax checking. You just say, okay, and you write it in your text editor and deploy it to the server, and, oh, it doesn't work. How does JavaScript that way, or is there a way of knowing if your JavaScript code is going to work before the user encounters the error?
It has to, you have to test it, yeah. So it's the same thing. There is no compiler. It's only on execution time that you will find that there's an error. So it's the same case.
When you're using Titanium, does it provide a syntax check on your code, or is it just still a matter of testing it?
So Titanium has an SDK and an IDE. So you can actually, the IDE will spot syntax errors. But the code will still run, and only when you get to that point, the framework will throw an error in the user screen. However, like I said, you could just see that by looking at the screen when you're actually coding, because the IDE does have an error check.
Okay.
But there is no compiler per se. So
the reason I have you here on RIM Objects Radio to talk about JavaScript is because we've just released some JavaScript client libraries for building clients for our RIM Objects SDK web services framework, as well as our data abstract multi-tier application framework. How do you see the evolution of libraries available for JavaScript affecting what JavaScript developers are doing today?
Well, I'm already seeing a lot of platform vendors adopting JavaScript because of the great amount of developers out there. Windows 8 is and the Metro UI just went that way as well. So it is a growing trend to write binding layers to JavaScript because of the amount of developers out there and because of how easy it is to write applications. So I think that trend is just going to grow as you go from not needing to have native code, because the underlying hardware and power of these devices is growing. You can now do most of the application development on a higher level language and interpreter language like JavaScript. And because it's so easy to use and program on and learn, I think a lot of vendors, software vendors and hardware vendors and OS vendors, are just going to continue to create layers that would allow you to do more with JavaScript.
Do you see the adoption of JavaScript because of its superiority as a language and simplicity, or because of the fact that there are so many people out there that have been programming with JavaScript for the web for so many years?
I think it's because the amount of the developers. It's just coming to a point now where the interpreters are getting much faster and people are creating enough binding code that you can do a lot of things with JavaScript. So I don't know that the JavaScript language is any more superior than any others. I think it's just because it's such a big and an adopted language that everybody's kind of throwing things at it, and it's now becoming very good, mostly because of the support. So I would say is the latter.
The latter, okay. Now you mentioned Titanium is a JavaScript platform. Metro is another platform that Microsoft's just rolling out with Windows 8 that's going to be JavaScript powered. What other platforms outside of the web browser are places that we see JavaScript taking hold?
So there are a handful of platforms very similar to Titanium, where some of them are using the HTML5 browser to create kind of native apps. I see them in the mobile world quite a lot. Other than that, there's also obviously Node.js, which is a server programming platform as well that uses JavaScript to create server-side components. That's another one that's very popular.
What was that called again?
Node.js.
Node.js?
JS, I'm sorry.
Oh, JS, okay.
Yeah.
You previously were the developer evangelist for Nokia, and Nokia offers a Symbian platform that's JavaScript-based. Is that correct?
Correct. So it's called Web Runtime, and it's essentially a JavaScript-based language where you can program applications on your phone using the what he was using is a web control. So it's like having a web browser embedded into an app, but it looks just like a native app, and it uses HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
Okay, so it's actually using HTML for the user interface at that point?
It is using that, and it's having a lot of binding code to the native OS, so you can access things like location, the sensors, compass, and things that are present on the phone, as well as some of the UI components on the phone as well.
Okay. Are you familiar with the HP's WebOS that they're in the process of open sourcing?
Not very familiar, just vaguely familiar.
But from my understanding, it's very similar. That's why I was wondering, because it's...
Right, it's an HTML-based OS, same as Chrome OS that Google is also advocating.
That's right. Are you familiar with the Chrome OS?
At the same level.
Same level?
Conceptually, yeah.
All right. What do you see in the future for JavaScript? I mean, you mentioned that it's the interpreter continuing to get faster and faster. There was kind of an arms race here recently with Firefox and Chrome and Internet Explorer all trying to outdo each other for JavaScript speed. Do you think we're as fast as we're going to get? Are we going to get faster? What do you think?
You can never say we're as fast as we're going to get. I think there's also a lot of room for improvement, and it's not so much about the speed, but also the capabilities. So as we see things like Titanium and Metro and others adding binding code to the system, it means that JavaScript can do more. So I see that what it's trying to do is make it so easy for the developer to create the logic, but at the same time, providing all the necessary functionality that you could only find on a native language like C++ in the past. So as long as that trend continues, I only see upside for JavaScript.
What are some maybe consumer apps that users are familiar with outside of the web browser that are JavaScript powered?
Well, our app, for example, but it's hard to identify which ones are done with Titanium because they do look so native.
Well, that's probably a good thing then, right?
Yeah, it is a good thing. So, but if you go to the Titanium website, it's appcelerator.com, you will see a showcase of apps that they've built. And you'll be surprised. There's a lot of the apps that you use every day that you would never know they were done with JavaScript. Can't really point to one right now, but there are plenty of them.
Okay. So I want to touch on something you said. You commented that on Titanium,
or with Titanium, it uses the native user controls to build an application. But then you also mentioned the idea of a native developed app. So would you consider a Titanium app native because it uses the controls, or would you say it's not native because it's not actually compiled down to machine code?
It depends on, for the programmer, it's not native, but for the consumer, it's totally native, because what Titanium does at the end is produce an executable. It goes into the App Store just like any other native application, and it actually uses native controls. So it looks and behaves really fast. But for the programmer, you really are writing in JavaScript, and you have all the problems and benefits that JavaScript gives you as a development environment. Like I mentioned before, it's fast to write, but it's a pain to debug. So you're having that too. There is no compilation, but the Titanium platform does create an executable, which basically bundles their binding code with your JavaScript and creates one single binary that runs on the device. So it depends on who you ask. If you ask the consumer, they'll probably see no difference at all. For the developer, it's a pure JavaScript environment.
So that's an interesting differentiation you make. There's the native from the user's point of view versus native from the developer's point of view. So from the user, because it is using the native controls, it's a native application as opposed to one that uses HTML5 for the user interface or some other library. So that's a good differentiation. So it would seem to me that using JavaScript for behind the scenes and then having the native front end probably would be a best of both worlds, really, because it gives the users the native app that they're expecting, performance they're expecting, but then for the developer, you think it makes it easier to develop, or is it only easier because you're able to target two different platforms at once?
It is easier to develop. I think if you're already a JavaScript developer, so for me, that was a critical point, not having to learn a new language. And there's also the advantage of JavaScript, no typing, no pointers, no memory allocation. So to me, it definitely makes it easier, not just because you can do cross-platform, but just because I can use what I know. There's always a drawback, and the drawback that I would point out here is that, of course, Titanium is always a little bit behind what iOS provides because they have to write their binding layer. So a new feature comes up in the platform, it always takes, you know, a month or so for that to appear on the Titanium API. So that's a price you have to pay. But other than that, it's an ideal environment.
Do you buy one Titanium license to target both iOS and Android?
Titanium is actually open source and free.
Oh, okay.
They do make money on selling modules, which are native code that people write. They have a marketplace where you can write a module natively and expose that API app to JavaScript. And so there's things like barcode readers, PayPal integration, NFC, things like that that are not yet on the Titanium API that other developers have written and exposed APIs to JavaScript, and then Titanium offers a marketplace for that.
Okay. Does Titanium target any other platforms besides iOS and Android? For example, Windows Phone 7?
I don't know. There was talks about that. They haven't released that yet. They do have BlackBerry, but I don't think that's very popular anymore. And they do Mac OS and Windows as well. You can do desktop apps as well with Titanium, not just mobile.
Oh, wow. You wouldn't single code base an app that ran both on the desktop and mobile, would you?
You could parse of it, but not the majority of it. But you could definitely do a single code base for both Mac and Windows.
Does Titanium have its own JavaScript interpreter, or does it use the one built into the OS, for example, the Safari one on iOS?
Yeah, it's the one in the OS. They use, okay.
Because I was curious, because I thought Apple had some pretty strict rules about interpretive code on their device.
Yeah, there's plenty of. I think if they were to cut out Titanium, they'll lose half of the store, I'm pretty sure. It's a very, very well-adopted platform for doing iOS apps.
So it's my understanding on iOS, there's a rule that you can't have your app change functionality by downloading new code that it gets interpreted. Now, I know that if you have a web browser-based application, it's downloading new JavaScript that's running all the time. Is that rule apply to Titanium-based applications? Can you have a Titanium-based application on iOS that downloads new JavaScript functionality and executes that, or does it have to go through the App Store to do that?
The only way to do that on Titanium would be to actually open up a browser within the app. So all Titanium JavaScript code is locally. You cannot download a JavaScript file from the web. Okay. The only way would be you could embed a WebKit view, which is what people do, and then that's basically a web browser within your app that could then run other things.
Then displaying HTML, okay.
Yeah.
So you've switched over now. You're a JavaScript developer. Do you see other languages, other directions in the future that you would need to switch away from JavaScript, or what's your take on that?
I don't really see that. I think that for a while I considered Silverlight for Windows development, but now they seem to be going JavaScript as well. So I don't see the need. I haven't done C++ development in a while. I haven't needed to. I still haven't switched to Node.js for my server-side programming because I'm also pretty familiar with PHP. So these are really the two languages that I use every day, PHP and JavaScript. And I really don't see a reason for changing because I think that's most of the platforms are going to be following that trend.
Have you heard anything about Windows Phone 8? Is it going to be using the JavaScript-based Metro, or is it going to be using Silverlight-based Metro like the Windows Phone 7 does? Do you know?
I don't know for a fact, but I have a strong belief that it would offer you an option to have a JavaScript or a C#, or possibly a Silverlight environment. But I do believe they're going to offer the option to developers.
That was the impression I had as well. I can't remember if I'd read anything on that for sure. Okay, well, I appreciate your time, Daniel. I hope our listeners have learned a lot about JavaScript and where it's going and what they can do with it. If they're interested in more information on your product, that would be FlareTag, FlareTag.com.
That's correct.
And you're on Twitter as well?
I'm on Twitter. It's CODANNY.
What, one more time?
CODANNY.
CODANNY. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, Daniel, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Jim.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Rim Objects Radio. If you'd like more information about our JavaScript client libraries, please visit rimobjects.com, and you'll find information about them under Data Abstract and Rim Objects SDK. Additionally, I'll remind you about the articles I wrote on creating interactive JavaScript-powered widgets for iBooks, and those are available on blogs.rimobjects.com. Thank you very much.